everyone.
大家午安.
So good to see you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴见到大家, 愿神的平安与你们同在.
I'd like to speak to you on a passage this afternoon from the book of Matthew.
今天下午我想跟大家来分享马太福音.
This is a passage where the theologians call it the apex, the climax in the book of Matthew.
这些经文神学家说是马太福音的一个高潮。
They also said that this passage is the thesis of the Old and the New Testament.
而且他们说这些经文是整本新旧约福音的一个中心。
Today's passage is about the church.
今天的经文是关于教会。
God's church, God's redeemed people.
是神的教会。 是神所救赎的这一群人。
Now when you think about it, the church is a very important part of our life. All of us, we spend a lot of time, our time in the church.
我们知道教会是我们生命当中很重要的一部分。 我们每一个人在教会里都花很多的时间。
So today let's hear what God has to say about His church.
那我们今天我们来看神是怎么样来看教会。
And hopefully we could have a new appreciation and look at church the way God wants us to look at church.
希望今天我们对教会有一些新的认识，是从神的角度来看教会。
So first, let's look at the definition of church. It comes from this word, ekklesia.
我们先来看教会的定义，是从这一个是希腊文还是
Greek word?
Greek 希腊文。
It's the called out. Two words. Called out. So in the context of this, it's the called out ones.
这个字是个复合字, 实际上是两个字, 就是说被招出来的一群人。
Not a building, not a organization.
不是一个建筑物或者是一个组织。
But it's a group of people that's called out from this world.
而是一群人是一群从这个世界上被招出来的。
It's a group of people that's redeemed from this world.
是一群从这个世上被救赎出来的。
And it's a people that now has a different purpose for existence.
而且这一群人，他们的生命就有了不同的意义。
So you and I, we are a part of this ecclesia, this church of God.
所以我们每一个人，你和我都是属于这一群被召的人。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's passage, Matthew chapter 16, 13 to 18.
我们今天来看经文是马太福音的16章13到18节。
Let's read the English first and then Chinese.
我们先读英文然后读中文。
When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我们来一起读中文。马太福音16章13节，耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说， 人说我人子是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴愿纳，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的。 乃是我在天上的父指示你的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
May God bless the reading of His Word.
求神来祝福我们读他的话语。
The outline for today's message is declaration, Peter's declaration, declaration, and then God's revelation, and then consolation.
今天我们分享三个方面，一个是彼得的宣告，然后神的启示，还有一个安慰。
First, let's look at great declaration by Peter.
我们先来看大宣告。
Verses 14 to 16, it says that while others said that Jesus was just one of the prophets, Simon Peter said, Jesus, you are the Messiah, you are the Son of the living God.
当有人说主耶稣是施洗约翰或者说是一些先知的时候，彼得说你是那弥赛亚，你是神的儿子。
So there are two key words in Peter's declaration. One is Messiah, one is the Son of God.
在彼得的宣告里边有两个关键字，一个就是弥赛亚，一个就是神的儿子。
So Messiah means the Savior, the one who would come from God to save and to redeem God's people.
弥撒的意思就是是从神那里来的一位，来到地上来拯救。
The Son of God, the word Son is not servitude, where you're a step lower, but the word Son is the essence, the same essence.
还有一个就是神的儿子，这个儿子的意思不是说是附属的关系，而是讲到他的本质。
So Son of God means.You are God, Jesus. You are God Himself.
所以说，神的儿子，就是耶稣的本质就是神，耶稣就是神。
Upon hearing that, Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah."
那么，当耶稣听到彼得这样宣告，他就说：“彼得，你是有福的啊，西门巴约纳，你是有福的。”
That's Jesus' way of saying to Peter.You got it right. You are right on. That's exactly who I am.
就是耶稣就是在说彼得，你说的完全的正确，就是这个答案。
So, Jesus, He is our Savior. He is the one that would come to deliver our sins.
所以主耶稣就是我们的救主，他是来救赎我们的罪。
And in Him,We have eternal life.
在耶稣里我们有永生。
What does it mean that He is our Savior? It means He is the source of our hope.
那么主耶稣是我们的救主是什么意思呢？他是我们的盼望。
And because of Him, because of His death on the cross, now we can experience life to the full.
因为主耶稣在十字架上的舍身，我们就能得到丰盛的生命。
And because of him, what he did on the cross, he is the source of our meaning and our purpose for our existence.
因为主耶稣在十字架上的所做的，我们就有了我们的生命就有了真正的意义和目标。
Now these prophets, right, John the Baptist or Jeremiah, these prophets, they were people that.Figures of history of Israel that people looked up to.
这里提到的像施洗约翰、伊利亚都是以色列人很尊敬的先知。
So when they were saying that Jesus, you're like this, you're that, they were giving Jesus compliment.
所以当他们说主耶稣、耶稣你就是这些先知，其实是在好像是在夸奖耶稣。
But there are times.When a compliment is not a compliment.
但是有的时候你在表扬一个人其实不是在表扬。
For example, I used to be a part of the USTA Tennis League.
我在以前是打美国这个网球。
And so, there are many teams that would compete against each other in the league.
我们当中有很多队在这里一直打比赛。
And every team, they want to recruit the You know, good, better players so that they could win and they could make it to the sectionals, the regionals, and then the nationals.
每个队都想找到很好的球友能够一直打，然后从区域能够打到最后能打到国家这个级。
So that's every team, every player's dream. So I used to be in the 3.5 league. There are different levels, right? So I started out with the 3.5 league.
我一开始打的时候是 3.5 的这个级别。
And I was beating everybody.
那时候我可以打败所有的人。
6-2, 6-1, sometimes 6-0. I was killing everybody.
6-2, 6-1, 有的时候6-0我能把别人打败。
And the league kicked me out. So kicked me out to a better league, the 4.0 league.
那么这个组织就把我从 3.5 这个赶出来，让我去到更高的一个级别。
Any tennis players here in this room? Yeah, let me ask you a question. Is 4.0 a good league? Is it pretty good, right? Pretty good.
他就到了4.0的这个级别。
And I was playing with people that are so, they were so good, such good players.
所以在4.0里边，我遇到的对手都是非常很好的对手。
You say, Pastor Solomon, how high does it go to?
那你说所罗门牧师最高能到多少呢？
I wish you didn't ask that.
我是说你们最好不要问。
It goes up to all the way up to 7. That's where the pros are, 7.0.
最高是职业选手，他们是7.0.
So 4.0 is really not that good.
所以对这些职业选手来说，4.0真是不值得一提。
So let's say, you know, you don't really follow tennis, and one time you drop by a tennis club.And you saw somebody playing that was pretty good.
如果你们不太清楚打网球，有一天你到了一个网球俱乐部，看到人在打球。
And you look at this player, he's a really good player. Afterwards, you went up to this player and said, hey, Pastor Solomon, he has a team and they're looking for good players.
你看到有个人打得好像不错，你就去说，所罗门牧师他们那边有一个队需要找那个打球的伙伴。
And maybe if you give it a try, you know, maybe if you try out, maybe they might take you. You might be good enough.
你到他那里去试试吧，没准他们会让你参加他们的队。
What's your name?
你叫什么名字？
He said, Roger Federer.
他说我是 Roger Federer.
One of the best players in the world.
他是目前世界上非常有名的网球运动员。
See, he would be totally...insulted by your comment, right?
所以你刚才对他的这个夸奖，对他来说实际上是一个像是一个侮辱一样。
See, for other people, John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, that would be a compliment.
所以对很多人，你要说他们是像以利亚、耶利米，对他们来说是一个很大的夸奖。
But to Jesus Christ, that's a total rejection.
但是对主耶稣来说，实际上是不接受主耶稣，拒绝主耶稣。
And if we are serious about following Christ, if we want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we must embrace Jesus for who He really is.
如果我们真是基督的门徒，那我们真正就要来接受主耶稣他是谁。
It's not enough just to think.Highly of Jesus. Oh, he is a good teacher. Oh, he's a good philosopher. He is a good moral person.
我们不只能说主耶稣是一个很好的人，是一个很好的教师，道德水平很高。
If he is not our Messiah,
如果他不是我们的弥赛亚。
If he is not the Son of the Living God to us,
如果他对我们不是神的儿子。
Then what are we doing? We are rejecting Jesus for who He is.
那么我们其实是在拒绝接受主耶稣他是谁。
So today, I believe God wants us to answer this question. Well, who do you say that I am?
所以我今天想挑战大家，问大家，你们认为主耶稣是谁？
And let's be honest now. A lot of times, we don't see Jesus as God who he really is.
坦白讲，我们真是要，很多时候我们真是不知道主耶稣是谁。
We see him a lot of times as somebody who would give us good gifts in life.
我们常常看到好像主耶稣是在生活中可以给我们很多好的东西。
For example, somebody who would bless our family and bless our children, and that's all.
他可以来祝福我们的家庭，我们的孩子。
He could do this and he could do that for us, but we don't worship him as God himself.
他可以给我们做这，给我们做那，但是我们没有真正的把他当神来敬拜他。
Our view of Jesus Christ, it reflects in the way we come to church, in the way we do church.
我们对基督的认识也影响到我们来教会的目的和方法。
For example, I'm going to give you some bad reasons for coming to church.
我今天给大家举一些来教会的一些不好的一些目的。
Let's look at this list carefully. First is obligation.
第一个就是我有这个义务，尽义务。
You're here because you have to be here.
你们在这里是不得不来。
Some of you, if you had a choice, you would not be here right now.
如果你们有机会的话，就想要不来。
Second reason,
第二点，
the opposite sex.
是来找异性朋友。
The third reason, I'm not going to say too much about that. Okay, the third reason is good for a business.
有的时候是来发展生意上的关系。
Good, you know, good to know more people, right? It's good for, it's, you know, you can make more money.
认识多一些人，可能可以多赚点钱。
Fourth reason, so that you can look religious to people.
还有一个原因就是我们可以看上去很属灵。
You know, the elections are coming up.
我们知道马上会要有选举。
Count on it. You will see some people, the media, broadcasting some candidate going to church.
大家肯定能看到新闻媒体会报道某一个候选人会去参加教会。
Another reason, to perform, to be in the spotlight, like what I am doing right now, be in the spotlight. Some people, they enjoy so much because that's why they're here at church.
还有一个原因就是来炫耀自己的才能，想抢大家的眼球，就像现在站在讲台上。
Another reason, entertainment.
还有一个就是娱乐。
Another reason, so that you could call yourself a Christian.
还有我就可以来教会，我可以自称自己是基督徒。
Some people equate church going and Christian. Are you a Christian? Yes, I go to church.
因为有些人把来教会跟基督徒就等同，说你是基督徒吗？是啊，我来教会。
Another one.Dynamic preaching.
还有一个就是牧师讲道很生动。
And good looking. No, just kidding.
还有牧师长得很帅。
Okay, another one. To justify your sin.
还有一个就是为自己平时的犯罪罪行找到解脱。
Because I came to church today, that means God is okay with me right now.
如果我来教会的话，我想神应该会接受我。
Lastly, so that God will answer our prayers.
还有一个就是我跟神的祷告可以得到兑现。
What do you think?
大家是有这些原因吗？
We all have been there, right?
我们其实都有这样那样的原因。
Now these reasons.God can use these reasons to draw us closer to Him.
我们知道神也许会用这样那样的原因来把我们带进教会。
But if this is why we come to church, Sunday after Sunday, and year after year, then God wants to tell us something is not right.
如果我们来教会，每一次每一次都是有这样的原因，那么神在这里告诉我们，一定我们有这样那样的问题。
I hope deep down, every one of us can somehow say to God right now, God, I am here because I want to worship you as my God, my Savior, my Lord.
我希望我们每一个人的来到这里的原因是说，神啊，我是来敬拜赞美你。
Peter said, Jesus, you are the Messiah. Jesus, you are the living, the Son of the living God.
这里彼得说，你是那弥赛亚，你是神的儿子。
And I hope that we can all have that same declaration as well.
我真是盼望我们每一位都有这样的宣告。
But not just with our words, but with our actions.
不单单是用我们的光说话用我们的话语，而是用我们的行动。
Amen.
大家同意吗？
All right, let's look at the second point. The great revelation of God.
我们要分享的第二点是神的大启示。
Verse 17, Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but revealed to you by my Father in heaven.
在十七节里，耶稣对他说，西门巴约纳，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And then now, Jesus is going to say something that would cause great controversy for many, many years.
接下来主耶稣所说的，在过去很长的时间引起过巨大的争议。
This verse will be the battleground in Christendom between the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestants.
特别是在基督徒当中，罗马天主教跟后来的清教之间有很大的分歧。
Let's look at what Jesus said in verse 18. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Do you see the problem here? Do you see what we're talking about?
你们看到这里的问题吗？
For more than 1500 years, the Roman Catholic Church has maintained that this passage teaches that the church was built on the person of Peter.
1500多年了，那么罗马天主教一直保持这样的立场，就是教会是建造在彼得这个人的身上。
You see this picture here, Saint Peter, he holdsholy scripture in his hand, and on the other, the keys of heaven.
这是一张图，我们看到圣彼得，他一手拿着圣经，一手拿着钥匙。
They believe that Saint Peter would be the first pope and bishop of Roman Catholic Church, and all his successors would be the divine representative of Jesus Christ on this earth.
罗马天主教他们认为彼得他是第一任的教皇和主教，在他以后的这些主教们都是神在基督在地上的神圣的代表。
So let's reason together. Let's look at some scriptures and let the scripture interpret itself. What does Jesus mean when he said, Peter, on this rock I will build my church?
那我们今天就来通过一些经文来看，到底当主耶稣说我要把教会建造在这磐石上是什么意思。
Two chapters after this, today we're talking about chapter 16. Two chapters after this, chapter 18, the disciples of Jesus came to Jesus and asked Jesus who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God.
那么在马太福音的第十八章里边，也就是两章以后，门徒们在问主耶稣说，天国里谁最大？
Two chapters after that, in Matthew chapter 20, which is also in Mark chapter 10, some of his disciples came to Jesus again and asked the same question, who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God?
在两章以后，也就是在二十章里边，门徒们又问主耶稣同样的问题。
Wait a minute, time out. Let's think about this. If Jesus had handed the keys of heaven to Peter, if Christ had meant that for Peter to be his divine representative on earth, then the rest of the disciples would not have even asked this question, who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God?
如果主耶稣真把天国的钥匙给了彼得，然后彼得是他在地上一个神圣的一个代表，那么门徒们就不会问这个天国里谁最大这个问题。
And even if they did, Jesus would have simply reminded them that, don't you remember what I just said? Peter would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
而且当门徒们问这个问题的时候，那么我们想象耶稣会回答说，彼得应该是最大的。
But Jesus replied, Matthew chapter 18, whoever humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
但是主耶稣却说，在马太福音十八章里，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Matthew chapter 20, whoever wants to become great among you, Jesus said, must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave.
在马太福音二十章二十六、二十七节，耶稣说：“你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。”
Did Jesus mention anything about Peter? No mentioning of Peter at all.
这里耶稣根本没有提到彼得的名字。
Let's look at how Peter addressed himself, make reference to himself. Peter referred to himself as these two phrases, fellow elder in 1 Peter chapter 5, and as a bond servant of Christ in 2 Peter chapter 1.
我们来看彼得他怎么样说自己的。在彼得前书五章一节里，他说，我是一个同作长老的。而且在彼得后书一章一节里，他说他是做耶稣基督仆人。
He's just like any other apostles, disciples of Christ.
所以彼得跟其他主耶稣的门徒是一样的。
In the book of Acts, when God was performing miracles through the disciples.
在使徒行传里，当彼得还有门徒们在施行神迹的时候，
This is what Peter said to everyone who was amazed at their miracles that they were performing.
当其他人对他们做的神迹都感到很惊讶的时候，
He said to them, Acts chapter 3, Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Why do you gaze at us as if by our own power we had made this person walk?
彼得跟以色列人说，以色列人啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？
See, it's very clear, I believe, when Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church, Jesus was not talking about Peter.
所以我相信，当主耶稣在说，我要把这个教会建造在这磐石上，它不是指彼得。
We the Protestants, we believe that when Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, Jesus was talking about the apostles' teaching.
我们这个新教徒，我们相信主耶稣这里是指使徒的教训。
The apostles' teaching which was revealed to them by God.
是神启示给他们的这些使徒们的教训。
Think about it. When Jesus asked the disciples, who do you say I am? He's asking all of the disciples, not just Peter.
我们回想一下，当主耶稣在问这些门徒们，你们认为我是谁？他并不是只是问彼得一个人。
And when Peter professed that Jesus, you are a Messiah, Son of the living God, he was only a spokesperson for the other disciples.
当彼得在宣告说你是弥赛亚，你是神的儿子的时候，他只是这一群门徒们的一个代言人。
What is so unique about Peter's confession was that it was revealed to him, to them by God.
那么彼得的这个宣告其实是神父神亲自启示给他的。
And we see this in the New Testament church where people did not pay homage to the disciples for their office, for their title, but to their doctrine.
我们也在早期教会的历史上看到，早期教会对门徒们，他们没有个人崇拜，也没有特别的来崇拜他们的职分或者他们的地位。
Look at Acts chapter 2. They continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching.
在使徒行传二章四十三节里，这里讲到他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So let's sum it up. What is Jesus talking about when he said, "On this rock I will build my church"? He's talking about truth about himself.
所以我们来总结一下，就是当主耶稣说我要把教会建造在这个磐石上，他是指他关乎他自己的真理。
Truth about himself.Uttered by Peter and the disciples.
而且这个真理是从彼得和门徒们的口中所说出来的。
Which was revealed to them by God Himself.
而且这个真理是由父神向这些门徒们所启示的。
Now, what is the point? Why are we talking about this? The point is this. Today, we also have the truth.Of God about Jesus Himself revealed to us by God.
那么我们今天我们也有同样的父神给我们的启示，就是主耶稣是神的儿子。
And it's the Bible, the living Word of God.
就是圣经，就是神活泼的道。
And that's why, as a church of Christ, a church of God, we must take.The word of God very, very seriously.
所以作为我们是教会神的教会的一员，我们要看重神的话。
This is our standard. This is our ultimate authority.
这是我们的标准，是我们最高的权威。
This has the final word, final say in our lives.
这是能够在我们生命当中做最后的决定。
You know, our culture, the culture that we live in is changing. The values are changing. And you know what? A lot of us, we are changing as well.
知道我们现在的这个文化也在改变，我们的价值观也在改变，我们每一个人可能也在改变。
But, and it's very tempting for us is to twist the word of God to justify our behaviors and our actions.
那我们常常有的时候把扭曲神的话来把我们的行为合理化。
And God wants to remind all of us today, be very careful in the way we treat His Word, the Bible.
那么神今天就提醒我们，我们在看待他的话，也就是圣经上面要非常的小心。
I was reminded of God's people in the Old Testament, how they valued the Word of God, how they treated the Word of God with such reverence and respect.
我在旧约圣经里看到神的子民是那样的对神的话是那样的敬畏和敬虔。
Let's look at this passage, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 2. So on that first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest,brought the law before the assembly, which was made out of men, women, and all those who were able to understand.
我们来看尼希米记的第八章第二节，七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。
And he says he read it from daybreak till noon.
而且他这里说。他从清早到晌午，他在读神的话。
Now, tell me how many hours is that roughly?
大家能猜一猜是有多少个小时吗？
Tell me, anybody? daybreak to noon.
从清早到中午。
5-6 hours about.
有五个到六个小时。
It says for 5-6 hours, they pay close attention to the reading of God's word.
这里就我们看到，他们花了五个到六个小时的时间，关注在神的话语上。
And look at what happened. Ezra opened the Bible.
我们这里看到以斯拉，他打开。
And it says that all the people could see him because he was standing above them. As he opened the Bible, all everybody stood up.
因为他站在一个挺高的上面，他把圣经一打开，所有的人众民都站起来。
Do you get that sense of anticipation from the people? What is the word? What is God going to say to us today? Now the word is open now. God's going to speak now. They all stood up.
我们看到以色列人他们那种期待，期待说神今天要告诉我们什么。
And it says, Ezra, praise the Lord, great, the great God, and all the people lift up their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. When the word of God was being read, they raised up their hands. They say, Amen, Amen, we agree, we agree.
当以斯拉称颂耶和华的时候，众民都说阿门，阿门，都举手说阿门，阿门。
Everybody was participating in worship as the word of God was being read.
所以每一个人都在参与整个这个读经和敬拜。
Nobody was playing with their smartphones.
没有人在看他们的手机。
Nobody was checking the scores. How's Seahawks doing right now?
没有人在看打球的这个。
And it says, then they bow down and they worship the Lord with their faces on the ground.
而且这里讲到他们低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Now, I'm not saying that God wants us to do that these days. Maybe, maybe not. But just the point of how the people of God, they treated the word of God with such reverence.
我不知道主现在今天是不是想让我们面伏于地，但是我知道那时候这些人他们真是敬拜敬畏耶和华。
And look at what it says. The prophet says, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn, do not weep, for all the people have been weeping as they listen to the words of God.
而且在第九节里说，今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣，这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了。
And then it keeps saying, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks. This day is holy to our God. Do not grieve. And then the next passage says, do not grieve again. This is a holy day.
而且这里说，以斯拉对他们说，你们要去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，因为今天是我主的圣日。而且说，你们不要忧愁。说了两遍，后面又说，你们不要忧愁。
Can you imagine?Being a part of that worship service that day.
所以你能想象你们是在那种的敬拜的一个环境。
Where the people of God, they were so engaged with the word of God.
他们是真正的进入到神的话语里。
They really treated it as God was there speaking to them, and they allowed the word of God to pierce their hearts.
他们就当作神的确是在这里向他们每个人说话，他们让神的话进入到他们的心中。
Simply by the reading of the word of God.
只是在那单单的读神的话。
No emotionalism, no PowerPoint.
没有这种煽情的，也没有用多媒体。
How God longs for all of us to have that same attitude.When it comes to the word, His word.
我真希望我们每一个人对待神的话语都有这样的态度。
It is said that there is one big difference between the churches of old and the churches today.
今天的教会和过去的教会有一个区别。
The churches of old, there used to be a big clock.Outside of the church.
以前的教会一般在教会的外面有一个很大的一个钟。
Can you picture a big tall steeple with a clock? There usually there is a bell attached to it.
大家可以想象，可能看到照片，一个 尖塔有一个钟，哦，有一个钟，底下可能还真是有一个那个大钟。
And it's when the time is right, the bell would ring and it would summon the people of God into the church to hear the word of God.
而且他们会敲钟，让人来到教会来读神的话。
Churches these days, you will not see a clock outside of the church.
现在的教会外面很少能看到那个大钟。
But you will find the clock inside the church.
但是那个钟在教会的里边。
Only for the preacher to see.
是让牧师看的。
So that he would not go over time.
所以他讲到不要那么长。
May God help us, right?
求神帮助我们。
Jesus said, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
May that be a reality in our church.
让这句话成为在我们教会每一个人当中成为一个现实。
Amen. All right. Lastly, number three, let's look at this great consolation from God.
我们最后来分享第三点，就是神给我们的大安慰。
Verse 17, For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven.
十七节里，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
Right here, Jesus saw, Peter saw Jesus for who he was. Peter's eyes were open, and Peter got it. Said, Jesus, you are Son of the living God. You are the Messiah.
这里，彼得知道主耶稣是谁，他就说你是弥赛亚，你是神的儿子。
But the truth was that it was not because Peter was smart, not because Peter got it himself, but it was God that opened the eyes of his heart that revealed this truth to him.
这个不是因为彼得他自己聪明或者他自己想出来的，而是父神亲直接启示给他的。
So that tells us that today, if we were to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, if we try to reach out to people, let's be reminded that we cannot change people.
所以当这就提醒我们，我们现在在传福音的时候，我们其实自己不能改变别人。
We cannot transform, convert hearts. It comes down not to us, but to God.
我不能改变别人的心，而是要靠神来改变。
And that's why we need to really depend on God to move. If God doesn't move, we could do nothing.
所以我们是要靠神来动工。如果神不动工，我们做的一切都是枉然。
We dare not approach the truth of God as if we're trying to sell a hamburger.
我们对神的真理跟别人讲神的真理的时候，要跟兜售一个汉堡包是不一样。
Let's look at this picture of a hamburger.
我们来看这个汉堡包的一个图。
You know, we see pictures like this in the commercials or a billboard.
我们在广告上常常看到这样的图。
Now, it looks nothing like the real thing, right?
这个跟我们真的在店里买到的是完全不一样的。
They never look like that. I don't know about where you get your hamburgers, but my hamburgers, they never ever look like that.
我不知道你们买到的汉堡包，我拿到的汉堡包跟这个完全不一样。
But see, the marketing people, they try to make the hamburger look this like a different thing, hoping that this different thing.Would help people to buy the real thing.
这是市场部的人他们做的，他们把汉堡包，拍成跟真的完全不一样，想要吸引人来去买那个真的东西。
But not the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? Only God can open people's eyes to see the real thing.
但是在传讲神的福音、神的真理的时候，我们不能用这样的方法。
Look at these three passages. John chapter 6, verse 44. No one comes to me unless the Father draws him.
在约翰福音六章四十四节里，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。
1 Corinthians 12:3， No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多前书十二章三节里，若不是被圣灵感动的，也没能说耶稣是主的。
Matthew 11:27， Jesus said, No one knows the Son except the Father.And no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
在马太福音十一章二十七节里，除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
You see, only God can open the eyes of the blind.
我们看到，只有神能够打开瞎眼人的眼睛。
Today, if you are here,If you are a believer in Jesus Christ,
如果你今天来到我们当中，你是一个基督徒，
count on it, it was God who opened your eyes.
你们要相信是神打开了你们心灵的眼睛。
If you are touched by the word of God today, it's God who spoke to you.
如果今天神的话语打动了你们的心，你们要相信是神他在摸到你的心灵。
At times people tell me, Pastor, your message touched me today.
有的时候有人来跟我说， Pastor, 牧师，你今天的道感动了我。
I say, praise the Lord, God spoke to you today.
我就说感谢神，是神在向你说话。
God is trying to get a hold of you.
神来抓住了你。
Now,See, it's all up to God. It's never up to us. And I don't know about you, but that's so comforting to me as a pastor.
所以这一切都是神的，神所做的。所以对我来说，其实是一个安慰。
And that just means for us, we just need to be faithful to God. We just need to do our part and trust that God will do.His part.
所以对牧师对我们来说，我们就是要忠心的做我们该做的事，其余就交托给神。
And we should all have that comfort as well as we try to point more people to Jesus.
所以当我们把人领到指到主耶稣那里的时候，我们也应该有这样的一个安慰。
Verse 18.Jesus says, I will build my church and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
在十八节里，我要建造我的教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
I will build my church. Whose church?
所以是谁的教会？
Jesus' church.
是主耶稣的教会。
Whose church is this? True Light Church.
那么真光教会是谁的教会？
Tell me, whose church?Jesus Church
是主耶稣的教会。
And what is who's building Jesus Church?
谁在建造主耶稣的教会？
Jesus Himself
是主耶稣他自己。
Amen.
Amen.
If Jesus, the Son of God Himself, the Creator of heaven and earth, the beginning and the end, is building the church, nobody is going to stop Him. Amen.
如果主耶稣神的儿子造天地的主宰，他来建造自己的教会，那么没有人能够阻止他。
I will build my church. This is the divine promise of the divine Savior.
我要建造我自己的教会，这是一个神圣的神，他的神圣的一个应许。
If Jesus is going to build his church, trust me,It will be accomplished.
所以主耶稣他要建造自己的教会，我们要相信他肯定可以完成。
Even the gates of Hades, and that's just a saying of dying, death, even the power of death, which is the most powerful thing, especially for people at that time, the most powerful thing will not be able to stop what Jesus is doing.
阴间的权柄或者死亡的权势都不能阻止这件事。
May all of us, those of us who are serving God by serving the church, may this truth be an encouragement to you.
所以对我们这些在教会里有服事的，来参加教会的，这是一个莫大的一个安慰。
Because it's not easy at times to build Jesus' church.
因为我们知道，有的时候建造教会是一个很不容易的事情。
There are many, many trials. There are many, many obstacles.
有很多的困难，有很多的苦难。
At times, it will be very discouraging.
而且有的时候会很沮丧。
But Jesus said, I will build my church. And what he's saying is, I will continue to build my church. I have already started building my church, and I will continue to do so.
主耶稣说，我要建造自己的教会，其实是在说，我要继续建造自己的教会，就像他以前一样。
Those of us who are involved in the church, we know that we belong to a cause that will never fail.
所以我们在教会的人，实际上是我们在加入一个不可能失败的一个进程当中。
In the book Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby, he reminded us a very important truth.
在这一本书当中，作者提醒我们一个真理。
He said that everybody, their greatest desire, every believer, their greatest desire is to experience God.
这个书名叫《经历神》，他说，所有的基督徒追求神的人，他们都想要经历神。
That's the greatest thing in the world in this life is to experience God's presence, God's power flowing in and through you.
最大的祝福就是在今世我们能够经历到神的恩典。
But how do we experience God?
但是我们如何来经历神？
He says, we must open our eyes to see what God is doing.
他说我们要打开我们的眼睛，看到神的作为。
He said, God is always working. God never stops working. And if we want to experience God's power, if we want to experience His presence in our lives, we must join Him in what He is doing.
他说神是一直在做工。一直在做工，我们要经历神的作为，我们就要加入到他当中。
Well, what does God's word tell us what He's doing today?
那么，圣经告诉我们，神是今天是什么样的作为
？He is working in His church.
他在教会里在动工。
He is building up His church.
他在建造他自己的教会。
Not a building.Not an organization, but he is strengthening God, his people, redeemed people, called out from this world.
不在乎这个一个建筑物或者是一个组织，而是神他在把他所救赎的人召集在一起，来坚固他们。
So in a way, I believe God is inviting everyone here to come and be a part.Of what he is doing in the church.
所以我相信神在邀请我们每一个人都来到教会，来与他同工，一起来建造教会。
Don't just be a guest to God's church.
不要仅仅是作为一个访问者。
Don't just come and sit, give a few dollars and leave.
不要仅仅是来看一下，参加一下，奉献一点钱就离开。
But come and commit to the church.
而是要来真正的来委身。
Jesus loved the church so much that he gave his life for the church.
主耶稣是这样的爱教会，甚至为他舍命。
And he wants us to commit to his church as well.
他要我们也为教会委身。
So let's all join Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.In building up his church.
所以让我们一起来，与主耶稣弥赛亚神的儿子一起同工，来建造教会。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because it's such an encouragement to us that that we are people who belong to you.
天父，我们感谢你，对我们来说是一个怎样的安慰，因为我们属于你。
Thank you for reminding us today that you love your church and you are working and that you are building your church.
谢谢你告诉我们，你在教会当中，你在建造你自己的教会。
Lord, forgive us. Many times we neglect the church. Many times we use the church.
主啊，饶恕我们，我们很多时候我们忽略了教会，很多时候我们是在利用教会。
But today, we want to say to you that, Lord, we want to love your church. We want to commit to your church.
但今天我们要向你说，我们要愿意来爱你的教会，我们愿意为教会委身。
Because Jesus Christ, you are the Lord of the church.
因为主耶稣，你是教会的主。
You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the Living God.
你是那弥赛亚，你是那神的儿子。
And we want to join you in building up your church.
我们愿意与你同工来建造教会。
Lord Jesus, we also pray for our church, the True Light Church.
我们也为我们的教会真光教会祷告。
May everyone in this church, may we acknowledge you as Lord, as God.
愿我们每一个人都承认你是主，你是神。
May you build up the True Light Church.
愿你亲自来建造你的教会。
For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.